Thank you for tuning in, everyone, for another very special episode of the Afar Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. We actually have one of our in-house clinicians, Ashley Wilfin. How are you doing today?
Doing really well, thanks, David.
Listen, I'm so excited to have you on today.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Okay. As you know, Father's Day is in the month of June. And we here at Father's Uplift are trying to embrace the entire month of June as the month for fatherhood. I'm really glad you're on, and we kind of want to ask you some questions about how you got here. So I guess the first question I want to ask you is, how did you end up at Father's Uplift?
It's kind of a funny story. I didn't have a lot of experience in the social work field when I started, and Father's Uplift was really the initial place I was drawn to, and I had the option to come here through my master's program, and I became an intern, and I liked it so much I stayed for a second year of internship, and then after that I applied for a position as a clinician and stayed on as staff. So it worked its way out.
That's awesome. So once you got a taste of it, you just couldn't leave.
No.
I love it. Listen, you're a lifer.
Coming back
now.
For more.
Listen, you're a lifer. It's Father's Uplift for life. I love it.
I'm a lifer.
can you just share with us, like, what it means to you to work at Father's Uplift?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it means the world. I've gotten to see such a diverse group of people through my work. I've seen anything from working with children to working with men of color to working with adults and older adults, you know, I mean, all age spectrums and, you know, races and people of all demographics. And it has really opened my eyes to the diversity in the culture in which we live. And just, it's made me a better person. You know, it's just been a wonderful opportunity, and it's a great organization.
You know, that's really awesome. I'm going to be starting my master's in social work in the fall. And one of the things that I've learned through my social work classes is that when you work with your clients, you really are just kind of learning about yourself. So it's really incredible to hear that that's kind of been your experience. And you know, Charles speaks very highly of you. Yeah, Charles, I mean, he brings up in meetings all the time. He speaks very highly of you.
That's really kind.
And one of the things that I'll say is, like, one of the things that I've learned in like my kind of my experience within, like, you know, the social work field and in my classes is, like, it's the field entirely is mostly, you know, white women. And you are clearly working with an organization that caters to a lot of people of color, and a lot of men of color in particular. Has that ever been a challenge for you to try to connect and build rapport with some of your clients?
To tell you the truth, it's kind of like the elephant in the room, right? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's like something that we address and we talk about. I don't know if some of the men that I work with expect to have a clinician that looks like me in an organization called Father's Uplift, and that's located in the heart of Boston. But I also think...
Not just Boston, Dorchester.
Dorchester.
You know, we're really deep in it.
But I think, you know, we address the issue and then it doesn't become as much of an issue. And if it is an issue for people to begin with, like, I've had clients that specifically ask for a male clinician of color, mm-hmm. On their intake that I've done. And then once I've gotten through the intake with them, they said, wow, that was a really great experience. And I say, well, I normally would be assigned to you as the clinician because I did your intake. You know, if that's something you're interested in working on, you know, working together with, we can do that. And predominantly the people will say, okay, let's give it a try, you know? So I feel like it's more the bond that people form with each other rather than the color of someone's skin that draws them together or in some cases separates them. But I really think that that's been one of the most profound factors in my work with men of color is that social work is not a career of color. It doesn't know mental health and mental health problems and, you know, child custody problems and whatever. Everyone goes through something, and I think that's a human factor. And that really separates the issue of race from the issue of humanity.
Okay, that's beautiful. So let's switch gears a little bit. What was your relationship like with like your father growing up?
I have today still have a wonderful relationship with my father. He has always been a part of my life. My parents they celebrated their 47th anniversary yesterday.
Woo! Yeah. Congrats! Yeah. They're going strong.
Yeah, they're going strong.
That's awesome.
So I am fortunate to be raised in a two-parent household with two loving parents. And my dad has been a very influential and inspiring factor in my life throughout my entire life until this day. You know, when I need something, I can call and talk to him, and he adds so much to my life. You know, without him, I don't know where I would be. And that goes for growing up and for today.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. So what would you say is your favorite form of self-care?
My favorite form of self-care would be walks by the beach. I actually went for one this morning before work. I got up at 5:05 on the dot.
That's early. Listen, yeah. That's impressive.
And walked for an hour and a half along the water. And I live in the Hull area, so it's on the South Shore. So it's I'm a couple blocks from the beach. So I'm fortunate to have that right near me. Okay. So I get to engage in that whenever I'm have the free time.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for checking in and sharing. I just want to say, you know, you and I have worked with clients together, and it truly is, you know, awesome to see how hard you work for your clients, how hard you advocate. And I think that a lot of the men that you work with are very lucky. Anyone that you work with is very lucky to have you as a clinician. And, you know, I enjoy being able to see you here in the office. You bring such a great energy. And like on behalf of all the fathers that you work with, you know, we like they all, I know they appreciate
you. I appreciate that, David.
And we see the hard work that you do. So it's amazing. Do you want to give a special Happy Father's Day shout out to your dad?
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy Father's Day, Dad. His birthday is coming up actually in 2 weeks. So
awesome.
I have both on my mind. We kind of celebrate, it's kind of like Father's Day always falls around his birthday.
Yeah,
so we kind of celebrate the two together. So happy birthday and Father's Day, Dad. And thank you for everything you've done.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Awesome.